seize the day. Take advantage of this beautiful weather day, lower humidity and not excessive heat. Gotta love that part. Meanwhile, when I saw this headline, Rich Fitzgerald's out of office but not out of work. I know. He's with us in our 7 o'clock hour every Wednesday, and he has a new role as executive director of the Southwestern Pennsylvania Commission, operating with 10 counties and their commissioners and trying to bring new infrastructure and development, transportation. And Selena Zito, esteemed journalist from the North Side, put an article together about it. Selena, good morning.
Good morning, Sunshine. How are you?
I'm good. I'm going to start this by this disclaimer. I am a fan of Rich Fitzgerald in the sense that I appreciated his leadership, not even looking at political party affiliation, just in particular what he did in his 12 years. So that's why we invited him, you know, to be here every Wednesday to talk about what he's doing with 10 counties. And what did you discover?
Well, I was tired after going around all the counties with him. Look, you can be a critic, not like Fitzgerald, either on the left or the right. However, you cannot dispute the fact that he is very good at governing. And he is very good at sort of that mantra of Governor Josh Shapiro of getting blank done, right? He likes to make things happen, and he's very sort of proud of his roots here in Western Pennsylvania. Like many people that are his age or your age or my age, we grew up and watching the great exodus, right? When everybody left, and that a lot of that sort of formed who he became. And when he got involved in politics in 1999, 2000, that was always sort of in the back of his head, that we need to keep our young people here and we need to draw more people here. And I think he was very effective at doing that, and also obviously drawing business here, because if people are going to stay, you got to work somewhere. And so, you know, he was with that in mind. It was a natural progression for him to go from Allegheny County to the more rural, more post-industrial counties that surround Allegheny County and take that blueprint of what he tried to do in Allegheny County and apply it into those places.
Selena, is he better positioned in his new job to make a bigger impact, especially economic?
Absolutely. You know, these 10 counties that surround Allegheny County are critically important because they are sort of the places that where our tourism flourishes, right? This is where people hunt and fish and vacation. So that part of it is important. But also these are places, I mean, let's just think about Cranberry Township for a minute. When I was young, a million years ago, Cranberry Township was farmland, right? There was no proper downtown, and it was just this sort of sleepy little hamlet. Now, you look at it today, because of its access to 76 and 79 and the difference the 279 made, it is now a suburban hub. It has sports facilities there, hospitals, research centers, but also suburban living. And so when I was at the event in Greene County, one of our poorest counties in the entire state, they also sort of see themselves, and Rich has this vision of also being at the intersection of three interstates, 70, 79, and 68, with proximity to not only Pittsburgh, but Morgantown. And they want to build and expand in maybe not as big as Cranberry has become, but they have the potential to have more commerce in their area.
We're with Selena Zito. And Selena, I've always wondered, who are those people over the course of time that can envision what a place can be? I often see that picture of downtown Pittsburgh, you know, at the turn of two centuries ago now, where they called it hell with the lid off, but somebody right. had to envision that we can make this better. And these are the visionary people like Rich who are able to do this, because what they do doesn't always happen overnight.
Right. And I think people forget that in 1984, when our unemployment rate hit almost 19%, right? It was astronomical. And all the steel mills had left town. It was people like Jack Hines and foundations and our civic leaders and the hospitals who sat down and said, okay, well, what do we do? And Jack Hines had those great ideas, like, let's build a cultural district. And everyone thought he was crazy. However, they eventually bought into it, and that became the hub that downtown is currently. And I think we need to remember it's those outside-the-box visions that came from civic leaders, that came from people that have bought into the idea that Western Pennsylvania is much more than one industry, that have grown the Western Pennsylvania because of those decisions.
And I think for him, not being an elected official in this role allows him to work with all parties, all peoples, without that, you know, pressure of the politics side as much.
Yeah, absolutely. And Austin Davis, our lieutenant governor, who, by the way, started as Rich Fitzgerald's body guy, said, look, I've seen Rich Fitzgerald up close and personal. He worked so incredibly great with Tom Corbett, a Republican. And you know, Rich is as Democrat as you get. However, Rich understood that being pragmatic and working together only enriches the lives of the people that live around here. And Davis said that is a skill set that is incredibly important.
Well, read all about it in the Post-Gazette. Selena Zito, also a reporter for the Washington Examiner, New York Post columnist, an author, and whatever else you want to do, you do
grandma.
What you want.
I'm grandma. Most important job. I'm grandma.
Selena, thank you.
Thanks so much for having me.
You got it. Selena Zito on the Big K Morning Show. And you listen to KDK, you can watch too. Go to kdkradio.com, check out our live video feed, the KDK Radio live stream. Just click on it. And with new technology via video, many of our guests can be seen as well as heard. You know the old saying, Paul, seen and not heard? Well, in this case, heard and seen. For instance, Brian Caranta from Secure Money Advisors, we shook him out of the... there's a fear, there's an anxiety. Erin Wright, you've gone through this with guests.
Yes, it's radio. So a lot of people, when you say, hey, can you join our video stream, are kind of thrown off. But you give them a few weeks and they hop right on.
Yeah,
we're innovative and we're moving forward.
That's it. It's everything is all. What did Paul Alexander say while I was on vacation?
Everything you need.
All at once, or what? I forget what I would say.
I think that's it. Everything you need all at once. But there is something missing.
That's hilarious.
It'll come to us.
Anyway, TSA at Pittsburgh International. I've been checking into this, and there's a story about increased. Would you say how many more people are flying out of Pittsburgh because they keep adding flights and people post COVID or
expecting
traveling.
At least a 5% increase in the number of people flying. And in our region, which would be New Jersey, New York, and Pennsylvania, we're talking about almost a million people will be flying just out in those three states.
And one of the issues is, so if you've not flown at Pittsburgh International for a while, it's rarely been an issue for long lines, occasionally here and there.
Well, for example, this morning, the pre-check line is 6 minutes, the main line is 9 minutes, and the alternative is a two-minute wait right now.
So
things are going well.
Really smooth sailing.
At this hour, yes.
And I can tell you that if you travel to other cities like New York, L.A., Chicago, even Orlando, sometimes those lines can be really long. But just a heads up, occasionally it's been increasingly more difficult to get through easily. And where can they get that information, Paul? Because that's a great tool for people who are flying.
It's at the website flypittsburgh.com. It's the airport website. It's very nice.
So give yourself a little extra time, but today, seems like things are going smoothly.
And a new development, if you haven't heard about it already, I'll repeat it. Delta Airlines is going to resume its nonstop service to Salt Lake City in late November, and that'll be daily service. That'll be good to have that one back. That gives you an alternative for getting to the West Coast, or if you just want to go to Utah, especially traveling like for winter sports, skiing and such.
Well, also, the Penguins will play.
That's right.
Salt Lake's new hockey team, which they stole from, what, Arizona?
Yeah. People in Arizona apparently didn't want them around.
Speaking of hockey.
They had all kinds of arena trouble there.
Tonight, by the way, is Game 7. Somebody's going to win it tonight, one way or another.
I'm picking the Oilers to win. I mean, they've come back all the way from being down 3-0. I don't know. It just seems to me like the momentum is entirely on their side of it now.
I would love to see Florida win it. They've never won one. This is the first time, though, the Canadian team has gotten this far in a long time.
The last time a Canadian team won the Stanley Cup was in 1993.
Wow. So the game is 8 o'clock, Game 7. And then after this, there's no hockey, no basketball, no Steelers football till training camp. So things kind of quiet down. You kind of focus in on the Bucks, and, you know, we're not that far from the All-Star game, believe it or not.
Wow. And there's a good question right there. Which of the Buccos are going to be on the All-Star team? I don't see how, with the performance that he's put up to this point, I don't see how Paul Skeens is not part of the equation. I could see them having two pitchers maybe going, and maybe Mitch Keller too.
Let's be honest. Major League Baseball knows, too. They're going to find a way to get Paul Skeens, because that would be an attraction.
Sure.
All the way around. Because there are guys, you know, that are following him that would never follow the Pirates, you know, outside of the city, that aren't typically Pirates fans. And one other note. How about this, Aaron? Miss Texas. Did you see this? The USA pageant makes history. The winner is 71 years old. Did you see her?
Amazing. I had a friend send me a link. I didn't watch the full thing, but I did know. That's pretty revolutionary.
70. Did you see her picture, Paul?
No, I'm looking for it right now.
Right. She's from Texas.
Miss Texas 2024. She's, oh, my goodness.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
She looks wonderful.
71 years old. And
she takes care of herself.
Marissa, I assume it's pronounced Teo.
Teo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So lovely, lovely
this
person.
This is good news for a lot of people. I don't know why.
If she did it, they can do it too.
Unless there's some kind of photoshopping that we're not aware of or artificial intelligence involved. But we live in a time when Miss USA, or what's her, is it the Miss, I'm confused.
Miss Texas.
Texas. But
yes.
She won the pageant, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Miss Texas USA pageant.
USA. Okay. Every Monday, we check in with our own Susie Cool. Susie, hope
Hello.
You had a nice weekend.
It was full of moving a lot of boxes.
Oh, that's right. This was your move to the new apartment weekend.
Mm-hmm. And I have 15 steps that go up to into my apartment. So my legs, I didn't even work out, but man, they're sore. But
You didn't have much help. You told me you did most of this on your own.
Well, so on Friday, I did a lot of it on my own. My mom did help, but obviously, like, my mom, she's my mom. I'm not going to make her lift heavy stuff, right? Why would I do that? That's my mother.
She's been heavy lifting for a long time for you.
Yeah, emotionally. But I did have movers on Saturday. So that was very nice. And movers are incredible. That would be, like, honestly the worst job ever. So shout out to...
Especially Saturday when it was 94
degrees. Yeah, they
were
dripping sweat. But my friend Cassie, she did come over too, and we helped the movers because I refused. Like, I can't just stand there and what? Have you ever had movers?
It's been a long time, but yeah, one point.
Yeah, it's weird. Like, you tell them which room to put the boxes in, and I just do not feel comfortable just sitting there telling people, like, what to do.
Oh,
whenever,
really?
Yeah, except if I'm here. I'm just kidding. No. But it just makes me feel awkward. So, like, I literally was, like, helping them and then, like, getting them water and drinks. And I don't know. I can't just sit there and watch other people do manual labor. It pains me.
Good to know.
Yeah.
Well, you're all settled in now?
Pretty much. I mean, for as much as I can be in 2 days, yes.
Now you got to de-box.
Yeah, and that's what I just told Pat. So somebody put this perfectly to me last week. Whenever you move, what stinks about it the most is, and I never thought of it this way, you physically touch every single thing that is in your life. Like, last night I was sitting there organizing some bins in my bathroom, and I was like, wow, I'm literally touching just, like, random tubes of chapstick that I probably haven't seen in years. Right? Like, think about that.
Why don't you throw that out then?
Well,
the object when you move is to get rid of as much junk as possible.
Not me. You would think that I, like, have lived in this apartment for years already. But yeah, so that's that.
All right, you done? You're wrapped up. No more moving heavy equipment.
No more moving heavy equipment.
Hey, you mentioned Pat Septak, our editor. I found out he was in Akron over the weekend.
Oh.
Had a major outdoor performance, and it turned out he was the only man. It was a bridal shower with dozens of women, and Pat did some kind of toe-tapping dance with his accordion.
Oh, my goodness.
That brought the house down.
Well, did it go viral? Like, where's the video?
Pat, where's the video of you playing at the bridal shower? You know Daphne's going to be emailing us from Slippery Rock. She's going to be jealous.
I was going to say, she's going to be jealous. Yes. Oh, he's just giggling and smiling and giggling. Our own Pat Septak. Well,
fortunately, he's not in season to wear his lederhosen.
Oh, yeah. That's coming. September?
Yeah, September's lederhosen time.
There we go. I better see it every stinking day in the newsroom.
Oktoberfest.
Yeah.
He has some type of, I don't know if it's a lycra or spandex outfit he uses for summer.
Whoa.
But apparently it was a hit with all the girls.
I bet it was, Pat. I bet it was.
All right, Susie, cool scoop. Where are you going to next?
So this week, I told you last week, I have a lot of beauty stuff. I'm getting, like, a facial and some dermabrasion at some point this, dermaplaning at some point this week.
Planing?
Yeah.
That sounds
Oh, no, it's great.
Rough.
It makes your face, like, super smooth. So I'm excited about that. But your friend emailed me last night, and he told me about the 1955 musical comedy called Damn Yankees. Am I allowed to say that word?
Yeah.
Okay.
In that context, yes.
Yes. Weaving a supernatural tale about the hard luck Washington Senators, not to be mistaken for their AA affiliate, the Harrisburg Senators right now, in a devilish deal for glory on the diamond. And apparently they're putting this on Little Lake Theater Company. They're going to reverse this journey this Sunday at Wild Things Park at 7 p.m. in the middle of the outfield. They're putting on, like, a whole, like, little musical comedy. And I think that's actually pretty cool. And I think I'm going to go.
This is why minor league baseball, they come up with all these promotions that are really unique.
I'm sure Dick might be listening right now. But Dick, yes, I am interested in going. I think that would be a lot of fun to see. And also just, like, highlight what else the Wild Things put on at Wild Things Park. So I don't know. I'm intrigued. Like, a musical outside at a baseball field. That sounds cool.
All right. And what was your last video post I saw?
Oh, the snowman.
That's it. Up near Moraine State Park.
Yes.
This has been there. It's legendary. It's a giant snowman, but it's really just an ice cream shop.
Shaved ice.
Shaved ice.
Yes, that's what it's popular for. And it is so legendary that apparently a scary movie was filmed there in the fall with the snowman. I don't know which one
recently.
It is. Yes, I don't know which one it is, but he will be in a scary movie coming
up. Well, to be honest, it can look a little creepy.
It can, yeah. But not in the summer. Winter, sure. He's terrifying.
All right, Susie Kuehl, how do they follow you?
At Suze Kuehl, S-U-Z-K-E-W-L. So that's on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok.
Thank you. If you want to reach out to us, you can. All you have to do is send us an email. Instant access is just a click away. That's instant access, kdkradio.com. We all get your notes in our inboxes.
This song says summer. This song came out in the summer.
OJ's.
I think in 1978. Used to be my girl. What a great song.
Total Recall, Paul. You are correct, sir. Hey, there's a huge concert this summer for UPMC's Children's Hospital Foundation, and it is going to be a multiple-day event. First of all, on Thursday, July 25th, they have a golf event with Jerome Bettis and Mel Blount, former Steelers Hall of Famers, helping Bus Stops Here Foundation and then Mel Blount's youth home, which he's done a great job in Washington County. And then Friday night, July 26th, it's Pat Benatar, recent inductee into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, Nick Giraldo, her husband, and Queen Bee, who is Bill Cowher's wife, is going to open that show. And then Saturday, check this out, the Ghost Hounds, featuring billionaire Thomas Tall, who's a minority owner of the Steelers, but I think his passion lies in playing guitar, and he plays with the Ghost Hounds. It's his band. And then Smokey Robinson, and then Pitbull.
Wow.
All in one day, in one venue, in a backyard amphitheater in the North Hills. So we want to thank HM3 Independence Fund for putting this on for Children's Hospital this year. And if you want ticket information, you can go to hm3independencefund.org, hm3independencefund.org, plus a whole bunch of celebrities. You know it's a big deal when Bob Pompeiani's there.
Yes, it is.
Are you planning on seeing any shows this summer? Anywhere?
I'm going to sit down and review what's going to be available during my time off next week and then try to take in something at least once.
Do you remember Hootie and the Blowfish?
Yes, I do.
Now, Darius Rucker, their lead singer, went off on his own for a couple of decades now, actually, and became a country music star. But Hootie and the Blowfish was contemporary music.
I mean, that was one of the sounds that defined the 90s, was Hootie and the Blowfish.
Right. Only Want to Be With You. They're going to be, by the way, at Star Lake this Saturday night. Hootie and the Blowfish. Let me see who's opening. Hootie and the Blowfish. Saturday night. You got 5 days to get your tickets. Meanwhile, he's 91. Willie Nelson has canceled 4 days of his tours. You know, he does that farm show tour because they said not feeling well. So Willie, hopefully, I think his show's coming to Pittsburgh too. But that's a big show. There aren't any other big stadium shows. If you remember last year, we had a series of them, including 2 dates back-to-back with Taylor Swift. You see, over the weekend, she's in England. She met Prince William and the kids, took pictures. Her boyfriend, Travis Kelce, was in a tuxedo.
Oh, hey, speaking of the Royals, I saw a few minutes ago that Princess Anne was hospitalized with some injuries, including a concussion after some kind of an accident at her home.
Yeah, what happened?
Yeah, don't know much more than that.
All right, we'll find out. In the meantime, coming up in our next hour, the rules for Thursday night's debate. They debated the rules, and I think they have them straightened out. We'll tell you what the rules are going to be.